19.
Hit me.
20.
Hit me.
21.
Hit me.
22.
Don't!
Gambling problems worse than you thought? Don't blame the cards. Stay tuned for lots more healthy doses of brain damage here on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Hey, welcome back. And now to continue the brain damage, it is time for a brand new segment, a segment we like to call What's in Your Basement?
Just gotta wait for that to finish, obviously.
Still waiting, Doug.
Extraordinary lung capacity.
Yeah. Good old Kate Pearson.
Nick, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, obviously. All right, well, prior to this segment, each of us here in the studio went on down to our home basements to find the weirdest thing that we had down there, at which point we made a note of it, or if it was small enough, actually brought it here into the studio and talk about it on the show.
Hey, that kind of sounds like show and tell.
Except because this is radio, I guess it's more emphasising that and tell part of that particular concept.
Yeah, well done there. All right, well, let's start with Nick, because Nick seems to be the person who is there.
I am here.
Yeah. I was trying to come up with a witty intro, but I can't.
Not that
do
time.
It.
No, always another show, though.
I'm not capable of doing it.
Not that type of
but
show.
But Nick, what's in your basement?
Funny story behind that.
Oh, please, go ahead. Go ahead.
I got home, I was looking around, heading on down to the old basement, see what's in there.
Uh-huh.
Turns out, my house doesn't actually have a basement. I never even noticed.
Oh.
No basement. So,
all right.
Nothing for me to bring in.
All right, that's okay, because there are three people, in addition to Nick, in the room. Let's move straight on to Maddie B. Maddie B, what's in your basement?
Well, it's great because, you know, I have two houses at the moment. I've just moved from one into another.
Two basements?
Well, you'd think so. Turns out that neither of those houses have a basement.
Not even your one in Sydney?
No.
That's an older house, though, right?
No.
It's a newer house?
It's a new house.
Oh.
And no basement there. And no basement where I'm currently living here in Adelaide, so I'm sorry I failed you, mein Führer,
right,
but no basement. But it's okay, because there's still two people left.
Of course, well, that's all right. We can move past that. Nathan,
yeah.
What's in your basement?
Well, there's a fantastic story behind that, filled with adventure and intrigue. Yeah, I don't have a basement.
What do you mean you don't have a basement? You don't have a basement as well.
Yeah, no, I don't have one.
Huh. All right.
It's okay, Dave, because, you know, you're left and you invented the segment, so
right, yeah, this one
go.
Must be good.
Here we go. We're ready. We are pumped.
I kind of got to concede that I don't actually personally have a basement where I'm residing at the moment.
Hang on. Nick, please.
Who came up with the concept for this segment, David?
Yeah, it was my idea.
Good one.
Well,
Dave.
Doing well.
I figured it's a good idea. I figured you all had basements.
Oh wow, we're off to a flyer here on brain damage. Shall we?
Well, what should we do?
That is incredibly annoying for the people at home.
But it's so fun.
Brain damage needs to take a break for retooling. We'll be right back after these important messages.